And next, the editor of the Best Australian Science Writing 2021, Deanne Lewis. First of all, Deanne Lewis, congratulations on winning your Eureka Prize, as we found out on the Science Show 2 weeks ago. Long form journalism, well done.
Thank you so much. It was a real delight. What can I say? It was absolutely fabulous news and something that was unexpected, but I'm absolutely thrilled.
And it's a prize launched by Alan Finkel, the former Chief Scientist of Australia.
Yes, that's right. And Ella Elizabeth Finkel, his wife, was for many years one of my main editors at Cosmos magazine. So it's wonderful that the Finkel Foundation is supporting long-form science journalism because it's such a great way to tell the stories of science in this long-form narrative format. And I think people from all backgrounds, whether you're really into science or not, can enjoy that format.
Yes, indeed. Instead of 140 words, I know, yes. But talking about chief scientist, of course, you managed, and this is a coup by you, many coups by you in this book, to get the present chief scientist to do an intro.
Well, yes, that was a big coup. And that was thanks to Kathy Bale at New South Publishing, because she got in touch with Kathy Foley. And Kathy Foley has written such a lovely forward to this edition. It's a delight to read. And as she points out, a lot of people who will pick up the book don't come for specific information, but they come across so many different stories in reading the book.
Yes, I remember a previous coup. I think maybe Natasha Mitchell was editor at that stage. She got Tim Minchin to write a lovely intro. Anyway, the number of people, you had something like 300 possible entries which you had to choose from, is that right?
That's right. All told, I put everything in a spreadsheet and there was just short of 600,000 words that I had to read through. And there were so many great pieces. Of course, there are the stories of scientific discoveries and everything, but I think the pieces for me that really rose to the top and I had to then prune down. And unfortunately, you know, there were so many great pieces that didn't make it into the anthology. I should say that up front, if writers didn't get in, it wasn't by any means that they didn't have good pieces. But the ones that rose to the top for me were really stories that showed that science is very much a human endeavour. There are human flaws, human uncertainties. And a lot of the pieces are really, as much as anything, the writers working through the ideas and the conflicts with how the science fits in with society, the debates in the science, the writers are really investigating these ideas as much as the scientists who are doing the work in the lab or out in the field.
Yes, you know the old saying, you find out what you think by writing about it.
Absolutely. Writing is a process of discovery as well as science is. And I think that's one of the things that, for many writers, myself included, why science writing can be such a delight, because you're in that process of discovery all the way through.
Tell me about the writers, because at a glance, it seems to me, year after year, there are so many brilliant women writing these days. They seem to outnumber the men by quite a percentage.
Right, yes. And I think that's true of science writing. Just as a freelancer, I guess I noticed that certainly there are some fabulous female science writers. I've always loved the work of Elizabeth Colbert, who writes on climate, Natalie Angier. She's always been an inspiration for me. But you're right, there are lots of female science writers. And it's not just working scientists. We do have working scientists in the mix, like Alice Gorman.
She's the space archaeologist from Adelaide.
That's right. She's the space archaeologist and her career's been going great guns. And she's also written her own book. And Benjamin Pope, who's also another astrophysicist. But then there are also other writers who don't necessarily always stick to science writing. There's Mark O'Flynn, who's a novelist, and he's contributed a poem about what happened to Einstein's brain after he passed away. So that's a really cool piece, actually. And then there are obviously people like myself who write about science for a living. I did my PhD in plant biology, plant genetics more than botany, because I think anyone who saw my garden or my skills at naming plants out in the wild, anyone would cringe at that label being applied to me, I think. I'm not a real botanist, but certainly I've always loved plants and genetics. So, yeah, that was what my PhD was on.
One thing that really strikes me about the book, The Best Australian Science Writing, is that you can take a chance on an unknown author, on an a subject you don't think you really like terribly much, and suddenly you're into it, and the joy is, and this is the point about reading, you discover something you didn't expect. And that's why, you know, that's it's the nature of education, it's the nature, in some ways, of entertainment. The way you are relishing something quite new and making a new friend intellectually.
Absolutely. And the parallels that people draw in their own writing, they're these lateral connections that you can't come up with. No, they're really unique. And Ashley Hay, who's the editor of the Griffith Review, she's written a lovely piece called Colours Purple, and she sort of picks out all of these different unique facts about the colour purple, like the history of how mauve was created, but then also the fact that the purple has become the highest level on the Bureau of Meteorology's.
Yeah. And the final point really is that I find it interesting that Corrida Ndovi and Ashley Hay herself both write fiction. They write novels and so on. So coming to science brings all that tremendous flair as well.
Absolutely. They've really brought this beautiful writing style. And they're not the only ones. There's also Emma Viskic, who writes novels, and Marco Flynn, who I mentioned before. Declan Fry, he's contributed a poem, but he's an essayist. You know, these are people who... Science is such a fundamental human endeavour, and it touches our lives, and so it's certainly not the scientists or the science writers who are the only people who are driven to write about science. And yeah, it's a wonderful thing. There's a really great mix of writers in this anthology, I think.
Well, congratulations for both the book and your Eureka Prize. Cheers.
Thank you.
Deanne Lewis, editor of the Best Australian Science Writing Book 2021, and she mentioned Alan and Ella Finkel just now, who once owned and edited Cosmos magazine. Well, Cosmos has now migrated to the Royal Institution, the RIOS, in Adelaide, an offspring of the Royal Institution London, once headed by Lawrence Bragg.